Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modine. Thank you so much for being with us, and thanks to Gugu. I have so much on the line for us today. So I'm sure you all have heard the news. So everybody's been speaking about no longer ambassador to the United States, his former ambassador to the United States, Ambassador Rasool, who is now declared persona non grata by the USA. So we're going to have a conversation about that. And let's have a little bit of fun with this, won't we? I'm keen to hear from you. 086-000-959. Also send me those voice notes on 063-680-959. So let's make a meal out of this. Who would be your pick as the person who South Africa should be sending to the US? Somebody earlier on said today, let's send Julius Malema. We want to see what's going to happen. I would love to hear from you. You know, who should South Africa be sending to the US? 086-000-959. Let's have a little bit of fun with this. And you send me those voice notes on 063-688-0959. So we'll speak to Aisha Kaji just to get a sense of really what happened there. You know, it is quite serious. South Africa has never had an ambassador being thrown out before by a country. In all of 30 plus years, we haven't had this problem. So this is quite a moment for South Africa's diplomacy. So we'll have an international relations expert, Aisha Kaji, just to unpack all of that for us. Okay, so the Post Bank did a press briefing today, and they were really just giving us a sense of what's happening at the moment. We have been for a while now been asking people through the spokesperson of SASSA that people please go and upgrade their cars from their gold cars to the black cars. It does seem like there are real difficulties on the ground. We remember that we spoke to members of parliament who also did some an oversight visit to some areas where they were really, really concerned, say there is no movement at all. So we'll have a conversation again with Baseka Letsatsi, who's the SASSA spokesperson again, just to give us an update on those numbers. About 50% have migrated. And the question is, you know, what happens with the remaining 50% of those that should be migrating to the black card? And where are the glitches? So we'll have that conversation. Earlier on, I had a conversation with Professor Jonathan Jansen, who is from Stellenbosch University, who's arguing that homework for South African working families, working class and the poor, it's just not something that we should be forcing down the throats of those families and those children. They're really opposing views on this one. So I'll play that clip. And I also have someone else with maybe a slightly different view on what Professor Jansen had to say. But it's one of those where the country needs to have a conversation about our education system. We shouldn't be waiting for those matric results where we have those very sophisticated but also at the same time very superficial conversations about education and the so-called successes. We should be having these conversations throughout the year. So we'll have that conversation. I'll bring it to you, Professor Jansen. What he did over the past year, he went to a school that he says is nearby where he grew up, which was the worst performing school in the Western Cape. And he decided to dedicate his mornings to that school to observe what happened. And he had asked if he can bring in some expertise to assist. They've put together some sort of a pilot project there, and things are moving slowly towards turning the corner with that school. But he says there are things that he took away from that, and one of those was, you know, just how realistic it is to have kids go home and do homework. And he says no, in communities like that and circumstances like that, his view is that it's not necessarily the best thing for that community and for those families and for those children. So he's arguing perhaps we need to revisit the conversation on homework. What is your thought on homework? He says, for instance, we give the children homework. They go home. to families where there sometimes isn't enough space, sometimes there isn't enough food, sometimes there isn't enough peace and quiet for the child to do homework. It's chaotic and all of that. And sometimes there are dysfunctional homes. And so when the child comes back tomorrow and we ask, why didn't they do the homework? You wonder why. And yet we all know that some of the homes they're coming from, it's just not easy to get them to have space and time allocated for homework. So he says we need to revisit the idea of homework. What do you think of that? 086-000-0959. And send me the voice notes on 063-688-0959. How are you feeling about homework? How do you manage homework? He says, well, some families, not only is it about space and so on, it's, he says, well, some parents just don't have the time. They're at work themselves. He says, you know, think about your own circumstances where sometimes even the parents themselves don't understand the homework. And so how easy is it for families to do this homework thing? And is it productive? That, those are the questions he's asking. As I said, I would like your take on this one and see what you make of that. So send me those voice notes on 063-688-0959.
Point of View.
Discussing the world around you.
On the street.
On the air.
And at kaya959.co.za.
All right, so the Postbank held a press briefing today. The CEO, Nikki Mbengashe, was making clear some of the confusion around the 20th deadline. We've all been speaking about this deadline that is looming and what needs to happen for those who have not migrated yet. So on the line with us is the spokesperson of SASSA, Paseka Letsatsi. Ntate Letsatsi, thanks for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and thanks for having us.
All right. We are again here where we need to continue clarifying some of the issues that you are experiencing. We know that Parliament was not happy with some of the progression. We're here now. Where are we with the numbers, Paseka? About 50% have migrated. Am I right with those numbers?
No, you're quite right. They have migrated. And I think if there was a response this earlier, I'm sure they would have reached highest numbers, but we are where we are now. And I think what we want to clarify, because I think this is making people to panic or to feel uneasy, is that beyond the 20th of March, yes, the gold card is going to stop to work. However, swapping the card is not going to stop. So people can still go to the sites which have been basically checked to make sure that they swap their card.
Explain that again, Pasek. The gold card will not work, but you can swipe your card.
You can swap.
Oh, I see. You can still get your black card, in other words.
You can
still go, and even if it's after the 20th.
Definitely.
Okay.
And secondly, the other confusion which I need to clarify is the fact that there are people who are getting paid using their private account.
Yes.
Private bank.
Yeah.
Those people, they must know that they are not affected.
Got you. And that has always been the case. There are concerns, though, that have been coming through. And this is not necessarily a majority of people, but maybe some that we need to address, who are saying there are pensioners or recipients of grants who had the new black card, went to access their grants at the end of this month, and they were not active. Have you come across those? And how, you know, we have a complaint like that on social media. Tell me how many of those you've come across, or if it's just really a once-off type of thing.
I think I did get such, but when we went to investigate, we realized that there might have been some problems between maybe the client and maybe perhaps using the new PIN. However, the cards are operational. People have managed to access their resources because we went to check in all the nine provinces if there's any problem which exists. And the report which we got from the management on the ground was that the cards are operational and nobody has complained so far.
To what extent has the closure of some Postbank branches affected the accessing of the new cards? Because we know that, you know, Postbank has had the biggest footprint nationally, where there are no other outlets. It's been sort of the place where people can transact and get their grants and so on. To what extent has that affected people being able to swap those cards for the black one?
The black cards are Postbank has partnered with ShopRite, Usave, and I'm told that the Spy has also come on board, Boxer. This is where the sites which were identified to make sure that people swap their old SASSA card into the new black card. Yes, I know that you are talking about the closure of the post offices in this instance, and I think the cards were not basically handled or processed from the post office. They were processed from the partnership which existed between Postbank and all these outlets which I've just mentioned.
Okay. Well, I speak about the post office because for those who spoke of them being affected by the closures, most of them would be people who are in the outlying areas, who are in rural areas where some of the outlets you've just mentioned are not necessarily themselves nearby.
Mm. Not true. I think what we have agreed with Postbank was to make sure that there are certain things which they must do, which are a bare minimum or they are non-negotiable.
Mm.
One, we said they must take the services closer to the people.
Mm.
Two, they must make sure that when they go to an area, they are able to quantify and find out how many beneficiaries are there in that locality. And based on the information they have, they must then be able to know that how many outlets they must partner with so that people do not go to an outlet and then they are still queues. Sadly, we said they must not just only open two tellers, they must open as many as possible so that people can go there and the maximum time or the little time that they must spend and go out. We came in as SASSA because there was a complaint that people were not getting their cards under dignified environment. For an example, chairs, we provided chairs. So it's important for people to have access to water while they're still waiting to make sure that they swap their card.
Mm. So your sense of, and what does the Postbank say to you about when will they sort of finish this rollout of the new cards? 50% is quite some way before the 20th, and I know you're saying that you can still access the new card, but when will we finally get this over and done with?
They have to make sure that they finalize this. What I can tell you is that the security features of the gold card are highly compromised.
Yes.
I'm sure you realize that there are people who were arrested in Johannesburg on Friday.
Yeah.
So they have to make sure that by June, I think they said to us by June or July, they would get wrapped up. And we are impressed with the fact that in the month of February, they managed to do as many card swaps as possible.
Mm.
And we thought perhaps maybe if we had upscaled our communication strategy earlier, we would have had people coming forward to change their card.
All right. So the message remains that anybody who's still struggling should continue to try and get those cards at the outlets that you've mentioned. Have people expressed why the uptake is becoming so difficult?
I can only guess, Kemelo, because I'm a South African. I also know that when I go to the stadium to go watch a game, you go there at 1 o'clock, the stadium is empty. But just before 3 o'clock, everybody
last
starts
minute.
Looking in. Exactly. There was a game of Pirates and Sundowns. We know what happened. And I think it's that. But secondly, one other reason why people were reluctant is because we didn't tell them that the 20th is the deadline. And I think people just took it easy. And when they were told that by the 20th, the cards are going to stop working, that's when we started having big numbers coming forward. The other one, I don't want to go deep into it, but we know that there are people who are holding cards fraudulently.
I was going to ask you that, actually.
They know that if they have to come forward, they must do their biometric.
Mm.
And once you do the biometric and you have a fraudulent card, you will be arrested immediately.
So does it mean that of the 2.6 million, and I know we've spoken about the 50% thereof, it may not necessarily be 50% of the 2.6 million that still needs to change because perhaps we have people sitting with fraudulent cards?
No, definitely. It may not be that number, but I'm very much careful what I say on air because I know the next time, you know, in South Africa, it's everybody runs to court. So I don't want to be dragged to court that I made certain statements on Kaya FM.
Appreciate you giving us your time as usual. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you very much, Pasekela Tsatsi, the SASSA spokesperson. So, folks, the deadline is the 20th of March. Please, if you have an elderly, you have someone who is a recipient of a grant, please try and get those cards. But one of the things that I just want to alert you to, if a person that is a beneficiary in your family is, for instance, bedridden, is not somebody that could go stand in the queue, you just have to call them. You just have to call SASSA. They have people on the ground who can come to your home, okay? And they'll be able to do all of those things in the home without you going to the queue. All you need to do is to call them. Just have a look at your card. In the card there's a number that you can call. Call SASSA. And they will make arrangements. The Postbank has got about 700 people, officials on the ground who are visiting homes. They do make home visits. They do home visits for people who are not able to go to the queue. So it's not all lost if you are unable to do that. So just try by all means to make sure that the person that is the recipient in your family gets to get that swap from the gold card to the black card as soon as possible before the 20th, please.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.